from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
Ursula, you didn't tell me, how was dinner with your friends yesterday?
Fantastic, as always.
Yeah?
You know when you get together with a group of friends and you always feel like you didn't have enough time together to get through everything that you wanted to get into?
Right.
That's this group of women. Every single time.
Can I ask you something? Mm-hmm. Can you be very honest with this answer?
Depends on the question.
Okay. That's fair. Of the discussion, if there was a pie of your discussion, what percentage of the pie was gossip?
1%.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not joking.
Okay.
We talk about our families. We talk about... You know what I figured out amongst these women? So there were four of us.
Uh-huh.
I'm the only one that has no child who's married. I haven't gone through that experience.
Oh,
there have been a
wow.
bunch of weddings. So that's kind of that phase of life right now for my friends.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit jealous.
Does that inspire you to...
I'm not going to rush my kids.
Okay.
Adults.
You've never said anything to your kids?
They're very aware that I would love for them to get married mm-hmm. and to have children.
Yeah.
And I look so forward to being a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I look so forward to that phase of my life. But they also know that I strongly believe, and my husband strongly believes, that don't rush it. You need to make sure that you have the right partner, and when you're ready, you're ready.
Before they get married, have them come talk to me. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves, just really go at it.
Gun violence and youth crime. It seems like we've tried everything here to address the problem to little effect, so let's look elsewhere for a potential solution. And for that, we go to Detroit, which in 2021 saw homicides up 27% and non-fatal shootings up 44%. At the end of 2023, the city has reported the fewest homicides since 1966.
Wow.
So what happened? Mm-hmm. What happened in Detroit? One of the things that is being credited, at least by local law enforcement, in reducing crime is a youth curfew. So what they're doing is from Friday through Sunday, they have a curfew that starts at 10 p.m. for anyone aged 15 and under, and 11 p.m. for minors who are 16 and 17. If they get caught outside without an adult accompanying them, they will be detained by police. Gee, what say you about an idea like that here?
Yes. Yes and yes. And let me explain. There is no reason for a 15-year-old to be outside after 10 p.m. And then there is no reason a 16-year-old should be outside after 11 p.m. No reason. This would help so much. Ursula, I love it.
I know this is supposed to be Agree to Disagree, but I love the idea as well. Now, are they saying any other factors played into this reduction in crime, or they think that is the...
I mean, it sounds like a lot of the same stuff we've tried here, basically like hotspot policing. You know, there's a 10-point community plan, community outreach. They have, they have incarcerated individuals sitting down with the most at-risk youth who are expected to either be involved in or be a victim of a shooting.
Approach.
Yeah, but this is one of the big factors that I haven't seen brought up here.
I love this.
I personally love it, too. And I think just looking at the statistics as to what we're seeing here in the state mm-hmm. of Washington, Western Washington specifically, mm-hmm. I think it would bring down the number of carjackings, car thefts, car chases, because we keep seeing younger and younger mm-hmm. and younger kids. And as draconian as it sounds, I think that it would also force parents to be responsible for their kids, which a lot of times is one of the things that we bring up. So it sounds excessive, but if a city like Detroit can find success in it, I would be willing to try it.
I've got a couple points against it. First of all, there are some kids who are not in their house at 10 p.m., not because they're up to no good, but because their home is not a safe place for them. And the second issue that I see, and this is the biggest one, is basically this institutes stop and frisk by another name. Because police have no idea if by looking at someone walking down the street, if they are 16 18 or 20. So the only way that police can establish whether someone is breaking the curfew is to stop that person and say, show me your ID. So if you want a city in which police are going around to every young person that they see, young looking person, and demanding to see identification after 10 o'clock at night, go for it. But that also comes with its own attendant set of problems. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a civil liberties issue. I mean, gee, do you want that kind of policing going on in Tacoma or Seattle?
Yep. Sure do.
Okay.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm sick and tired of Ursula leading off the newscast, the top stories of the day, with there's more carjackings. There were more stolen vehicles in Renton. There is a huge problem with this. Yes. Give me all those problems. Absolutely. If you are, if a cop sees somebody walking down the street and they say, I think that person looks like they're 12 years old. Please, maybe you just saved this young man or young lady from something. Absolutely. Give me those problems.
Okay. And my question would be also, I think you raise great points, Chef, but good my points. Question would be, did we see that in Detroit? Was there an abuse of this particular law?
To be honest, I haven't looked into it that much. I think they've been doing this since August.
So I would look at that and see. I mean, was it problematic?
It's a great point, Chef. No, it really is a legitimate point. I'm telling you.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah, to you. To some, obviously, it would not be. All right, let's spin on down to California, which come July will have a new law in effect that makes it illegal to have hidden service charges and service fees on any kind of bill, including at restaurants. So, gee, you know that 2.5% for staff living wage that sometimes you see at the bottom of your check?
Mm-hmm.
Illegal in California, the price must be, like, the cost of all services must be included in the price, except tax in California. Should we do it here?
Yes, absolutely. No. Yes. Get rid of that service charge. You can't not put that on people. Put it in your price. If the price of the burger or the steak or the eggs or whatever it is, if the price is that, that's the price. I don't want to have to do anything else and worry about anything else. At the end of my bill, I'm like, wait a minute. I was not expecting to pay another 2.5%. Ursula, get rid of the surcharges.
I agree with you, but I'm going to push back just because this is supposed to be agree to disagree. So would this be, though, telling private businesses how they can do their business and how they can generate money?
Okay. No, it's not the same thing, because you cannot come in there with this unexpected cost. Most of the time, I'll say this, most of the time when you get that 2% or 2.5% charge, whatever it is, most of the time you don't know about it beforehand.
Now, a lot of times I will see small writing on the restaurant menus, or they'll have a note that says, you know, kind of have to read the fine print.
Come on.
But it'll be 2% charge added for service staff or whatever it is.
But for the most part, I appreciate this side of it you're bringing up. It's good stuff. For the most part, when you come in and you grab your menu, you're not looking for any small print. You're looking for what you want to order. You are having a conversation or what. You're not looking for that. What do you got?
Well, I want to ask all of you. I know what you do, but it just came up again when I had an automatic service charge of 15%. And then they give you the option of optional tip. How many of you actually tip additionally beyond that 15% service charge?
I don't.
Is that expected?
When you do that to me and you tell me what I'm tipping, I'm doing no additional tip.
But I want to know if people are, like, in your camp, because I still was looking at it like, okay, should I throw in a couple extra dollars? Do I look cheap just putting in a couple extra dollars?
I figure if the server does an exceptional job, I'll tip a little bit on top of that.
Okay,
you know,
but otherwise
I have a problem going up
to
20%. Yeah.
Okay.
But I also don't eat that. I don't eat out that much, so. All right. It is the debate going around the internet, at least amongst women. The question is man or bear? Man or bear? And if you're having a hard time understanding that, here's the setup of the question. What would you be more scared to come across if you were walking alone in the woods? A bear or a man that you did not know? And a surprising majority of women say that they would rather come across a bear than a guy that they do not know. Ursula, obviously, I have to defer to you on this one. What do you say?
I would be in the minority. I would rather encounter a man I don't know than a bear. And if you heard our conversation from just a couple of days ago, you would know why I'm answering this way. The last thing I want to do is have to figure out what kind of bear I've just encountered and what do I need to do? Do I need to act big? Do I need to fall onto the ground? Or is it lights out because it's a polar bear? You know, I don't want to deal
in the woods.
I know. I'm just thinking of that saying, if it's brown.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
If it's black, fight back.
Hey.
And if it's white.
Hey.
If it's white, good night. I think that's the saying.
Oh. I hope nobody's just tuning in.
I thought you were going to go, if it's brown, flush it down.
No.
Oh,
like,
okay.
If it's, yeah. Anyway, there's a saying which is a little too simplistic. Don't start texting in and telling us. Again, don't listen to the G and Ursula show when it comes to what to do with bears. I'm going to go with, I'm more fearful of a bear encounter.
Hmm.
I think I would know. I might be fearful of a man I don't know, but I would be more prepared to deal with that.
In this scenario, can you put yourself in the shoes of someone of the opposite sex, G?
No, I ain't got to.
Okay.
I'm about to put myself in my own sex.
Okay.
If I'd rather encounter a bear.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because if I encounter a man in the woods... and he's approaching me. Ain't no telling. I know what the bear is about. You know what I mean? I know 9 times out of 10, the bear's just hungry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you're okay with
and
that?
I'm okay with it.
Okay, what are you doing? You encounter a bear. Don't take this advice. What are you doing?
I told you. Running. That's the default answer.
That is exactly one answer that is absolutely clear. You do not run.
Ask me what I did with the Nisqually earthquake in 2001.
I'm guessing you ran?
Ran?
Again, don't listen to Gene.
You can't control your reaction. It's fight, flight, or freeze.
Look, there is a default in us. And you all listening, I know the earnings of the world, y'all know what I'm talking about. There is a run. That's it. That's in the scary movies, that's why y'all always get caught first. Because I'm running. Now, back to this.
I will say this. Do you know, and I speak of this as my niece actually hiked the Pacific Crest Trail by herself. There are so many people. There are a lot of women who go hiking by themselves. So this is not such a crazy question.
I would never let Lillian go hiking by herself.
Are you serious?
Never. I'm dead serious.
See,
no.
That's why I didn't believe this. I don't believe this study because, like, we have so many hikers in the Pacific Northwest, and women go hiking alone all the time.
Yes,
real quick. I totally believe this study, and I would rather be approached by a bear than a human, another man out there.
Yeah,
because at least I know what the bear is about. I know what the bear wants from me. I don't have to guess it.
253 says, bear. I can always expect a bear to act like a bear. I can't always expect a human
to act
like a human.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm alone in wanting to encounter the man.
You are.
Thank God, the guy.
Oh, boy.
Personally.
I just hope people aren't coming in and out of the show because they come in and they might hear this said and then they don't have context.
Please, if you're looking for context, listen to our podcast. Go back to our podcast. It'll make all the sense in the world.
We're not talking about the cuff, folks.
Yes.
research finds, at least according to folks in Scotland, that women's bathrooms are definitively cleaner than men's. This is from a study of both men's bathrooms, women's bathrooms, and unisex bathrooms. And the researchers say that the results confirm what is generally thought in society, that women clean because of their perception of dirt and disgust entices action, whereas men either don't notice a dirty environment or don't care. Basically, women assume, oh, I need to clean this up. And men say, someone else is going to take care of this for me. Gee, do you think this is true, that men are the bigger slobs in the bathroom?
Can I do a sweeping statement right now?
That's the entire purpose of the segment.
Well, sweeping statement. I think men generally are nastier than women. Men can live in dirty places more than women. Now, if Ursula, do you want to co-sign on my sweeping statement?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't like sweeping statements, even though this segment is based on making sweeping statements. I will say that there's one particular area of the bathroom that men are grosser when it comes to the area around the toilet.
Okay.
That has been my experience. My husband excluded. My husband and I, one of the reasons why we've been married happily for over 30 years is I don't have to worry about that.
Sure.
But I can tell when people still think they live in a fraternity. I can still tell when someone doesn't pay attention to what they're doing when they're going to the bathroom. And I think men tend to do that more than women. But I'll tell you where I think maybe women are messier than men. The counter.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah. All the products, all the makeup, all the hair, all
There's
of that.
There's more hair on my counter usually than is on my head.
Yeah, that's where I think maybe women, again.
Actually, it's not that bad.
Generally.
Okay, Ursula, I know you like to play both sides. Which one's, who's nastier overall, men or women?
Oh, see, this is your yes or no.
You're trying to, who was it who said they don't like the yes or no?
Yes or no. Yes or no.
What do you got, Ursula?
In general,
yeah.
I'll say men might be nastier. They have different equipment.
So you co-sign on my sweeping statement.
I said, where has my career gone?
Chef?
I think.
Are you co-signing?
I think women are more reticent to go number two in public. So I think men are nastier, for sure.
Nick, are you co-signing on my sweeping statement?
No. I think it's a toss-up. I've seen my fair share of the women with the nastiness. in the bathrooms, in the kitchen.
See, there you go.
As for where your career went, Ursula.
Yes. Down the flusher. Fair.
You know where your career went?
What's that?
Where every single day on the Gene Ursula Show, we never know what we're doing at 11:30.
So true. So true.
We do that next. Gene Ursula.
You are listening to the G and Ursula Show, and because it is the first day of May, perhaps it is appropriate to talk about things having to do with the workplace. And the weekend is about to look a lot like weekdays for the bosses at one of the world's largest tech companies. Samsung is soon going to require its executives to work 6 days a week. This is according to a recent report from the Korea Economic Daily. So Samsung is a Korean-based conglomerate. It makes Galaxy smartphones, flat-screen TVs, appliances, a wide range of other devices. Big, big company. Generates tens of billions of dollars of revenue every single quarter. But apparently they had a weak financial year, so the execs are now going to have to put in one extra workday. If you are working for a company and you know that the company is having financial struggles, does it make you feel better to know that the bosses are going to be working 6 days a week?
Yes. Very good leadership, right? I think that when you and when we see leaders doing exactly what their subordinates do, there's a lot more of a mutual respect that will happen. And I think that this is a great response. Samsung says, oh, you know what? We didn't have the year that we should have. So you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to be, Ursula's not going to lead off her top five stories in 2025 saying that Samsung is getting ready to lay off 50% of its workforce and they're getting ready to go bankrupt because we didn't take action. We needed to do something very serious to respond. respect to Samsung for doing this.
Yeah. While I think it's cool that the bosses don't think that it's beyond them to put in some extra hours, it does feel like a bit of a desperate move. And I don't always believe that more hours necessarily means more productivity. I mean, when it comes to working even beyond the 40-hour work week. Mm-hmm. But I think it's an interesting concept. And I always think when the execs or the people who have the C-suites roll up their sleeves and say, look, we're not just going to ask you to do more. We're going to do more as well. I absolutely think it is a good sign.
You want to know why you brought this up as a news story?
Why?
Because that's not popular in American culture. It's not popular for executives to do something
like this. There's a big push right now to make it 4-day work weeks.
Right. But I'm just saying it's not popular for the executives to put in extra days more than everyone else.
Yeah, it's not popular with executives. With workers, I think it's...
That's what I'm saying. That's why we're talking about this. We're talking about this because, oh my goodness, here's a situation where executives are going to be working 6 days a week now. And we over here in America is like, oh my goodness, we would never see that.
Yeah. Okay, well, as long as we're talking about work, when, if ever, is it okay to hit on somebody, make the moves, while they're working? Okay, let's have this conversation, though, after you listen to this report about a surprising love story that blossomed from a delivery.
Hannah Bullerman was at home sick when she decided to have Grubhub deliver her some food.
I'm sick.
The driver who showed up was handsome, and maybe it was the migraine talking. She impulsively texted him, quote, I hope you have a day as nice as your face. The driver, Alec Hoffman, wrote back, hope my service was 10 out of 10. And the rest, as they say, is history. 2 years later, they are now engaged. So for everyone who says, get out there, love won't come to you on your couch, you may be wrong. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Okay, in a case like this, she made her move and it worked, and she wasn't working with this person. I was thinking that it was going to be like a workplace romance.
Yeah. So the question you asked before this came on was, what did you ask?
When is it okay to hit on someone while they're working?
Okay.
So if you see a firefighter come and help rescue a kitten from your tree.
Oh, wow. They are working.
Yes.
Not
the barista.
At work.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
The waitress.
So, okay, I'll give you kind of some player rules.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some what?
No. Player.
I don't care how good he or she look. Okay, no. Actually, I take that back. Talking to the fellas. If the barista, the whoever it is at the gym or at the job, don't do it. Don't you be the one. Now, if they approach you, that's fine. But it can't be the other way. Because it's only a lose-lose situation. Because the percentage that you actually are going to go on that date are already low.
Mm.
And if you miss, just understand that you're going to be talked about bad.
Or you're going to possibly have to find a new coffee shop.
And if you don't, you got to understand, like, you know, how to not be socially awkward. So you're the guy, you just hit on it, it didn't work, struck out. So every time you come in to get your Americano, everybody that works there knows that you're that one. You're that one. And then you're going to probably try it again because there's going to be another barista that still goes to work there. And then you're asking about her. And then everybody at the job knows that you're the one. Just don't do it. So this is talking to the fellas. Fellas, don't matter how good she looks or he looks or whoever, let them be the one that makes the move.
Gee, that was probably the most privileged thing I've ever heard you say. Just try to be less socially awkward. Like, man, some of us can't just force ourselves to be like socially normal.
I'm just saying, like, it is, don't do
just,
it.
Is that
your percentages are low.
Don't shoot your shot. But even if your percentages are low, as long as you're not annoying and you're just innocently... Yeah.
What you gonna say? Hey, you know what? I've been coming here for a long time now.
If you have a good rapport with somebody, as long as you're not being a lech or not being...
Yeah. Because
you said
you gotta do it without doing it.
Percentages are low. If you don't take any shot, you know what your percentage is?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Okay, but hold on. all right, so we're going to go to school here. Now, in this situation,
I've been out of this game for a long time.
In this situation, you don't come out and say, hey, would you like to go for a coffee? Or would you like to go for a walk on Green Lake? No. You've talked to this person. You know this person. You're like, oh, you know what? Yeah, you know, few friends of mine, we're going
to
be.
Yeah. Would you be down to doing something after work?
No. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And the answer is going to be a simple yes or no. You'll know right away.
And if it's no, now where are you going to go from there? Where are you going to go?
Down the street.
Thanks anyways. Whatever.
Somebody says, G is wrong. Shoot your shot because you only have one opportunity of a lifetime.
That's right. That's right. If this woman did not do that, she would still be on her couch, single.
Can I hear from all the baristas out there, all the bartenders out there, can you guys text in and tell me if it's ever a good idea for the customer to be the one to shoot their shot at you? Now, that's where
I think what's worse, where your career could go down the tubes, is if you, as the worker, and boy, I got to tell you, while eating Easter brunch at a waterfront restaurant downtown Seattle, I saw a member of the waitstaff try to hit on my son right in front of me during the brunch. I'm like, excuse me, mom's back here.
So what?
I thought it was just strange. Yeah. Person was working.
Nick, are you shooting your shot at the barista or anybody, bartender or anything?
If I'm working with them, I feel like that's a risky route, but maybe if I'm a guest coming in, I'll shoot for it. But in the past, dipping the pen in company ink is not a good, it's not a good direction.
That's a whole nother topic. I subscribe to mine. Don't, at work, nothing.
No, I'm not doing that.
Don't do it. All right, text messages, feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by. Today's show went by super, super fast. Ursula, you know, that last segment. By the way, if you missed any of this and you need to pass some time, listen to the podcast. End of the show is going to be up. Make sure you check the podcast.
If there's nothing to listen to while you're driving around, just do the podcast.
Yeah. I got baristas texting in now, but let's get to the text message, Ursula. What you got?
Okay, on the Pierce County car dealer who was charged after chasing down his own stolen car, Brian in Bellevue says, when your government has failed you, you have to look out for yourself. Brian, I love you, but
206 says, I've been law enforcement for over 2 decades now. I understand citizens' frustration with theft, but in all caps, I will always be against them taking the law into their own hands. The potential for your actions to end in the loss of life or serious injuries is enormous today. Just not worth it. I'm sure your loved ones would rather have you alive and well.
Yes. Then there were people who pointed out that we missed the real story about the car dealer. Stephen Puyallup says the stolen car only stopped because of engine failure. Sounds like that dealership was selling lemons.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was after a while. It had been driving for a while.
It was only miles.
Wait, I missed this whole thing. Yes. 253 says, why aren't we talking about the truck that broke down in the middle of a car chase? I'll buy my lemons at the grocery store. Thanks.
Okay, there are a bunch of you who noticed that. Okay, how about parents versus pet owners in Seattle parks? Nezzy in Port Orchard says, I agree with G. This is not a widespread problem. Most dog owners are responsible because they want to avoid being accused of something. If anything, some of these parents can take notes. I've definitely been around some kids that deserve to be on a leash. LOL.
Paula DuPont says, the first words out of dog owner's mouth is always, he, she never does that. And my response is always, he, she wouldn't if they were on a leash.
253 says, dog owners are so entitled these days. They think their dogs are as if not more than humans. Or as important.
All right. Dave and Buster's will let customers gamble on games and have kids get hooked. 808 says, I don't condone encouraging kids to gamble, but we always gambled on Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat games growing up. Don't even get me started on Madden.
But Suzanne in the 425 says, this is hogwash. Wow, I guess that means all those kids who went to arcades are being groomed for gambling? Magic the Gathering must be a casino? Give me a break. No, but if you think about some of these games, they are kind of geared toward you win a prize, put more money in, you have a chance to win this prize. Kind of gets it going.
Oh, I was cheating. I wanted to go right to the text messages on if you should ever hit on somebody at a barista or something like that. But go ahead. Man or bear? Rosie says the bear versus man question is telling because when men are asked which they'd like their daughter to encounter, they hesitate. When it's women versus bear, there is no hesitation. Don't get it twisted. Men know men are dangerous.
253 says just take bear spray with you and you're ready for both. Good point.
Well, we were having our discussion about baristas, and I said you should never take your shot. It's just not worth it. It's a low percentage thing, and if you do, you're the creeper. Former barista here, text in, Lena says, we talk to so many people all day long. Personally, if your small talk game sucks or you go straight to asking me out, then expect a no. If we can have a fun convo and you're interested, then ask me out next time you stop by.
There you go.
My answer has never been yes. But don't worry, won't think anything less of you for asking. Come get coffee whenever. I'm always happy to see a familiar face.
There you go.
All right.
I love that.
Ursula, it's time for your words to live by, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
This is a quote from Amy Weatherly, who says, no one has it all figured out. It is our job to cheer each other on, to lift each other up, and to push each other to keep giving it our best. It matters who we surround ourselves with. We need to be better to each other because we're all we have. I love that.
Yeah, that was a good one. When you start talking, ended it with, we're all we have. Let's just get you in the feels. You know what I mean? That's good stuff.
But it's so true, and I love coming to work every day. I enjoy working with all of you and then also interacting with all of you who are listening.
So your career isn't going down the drain?
No.
Yeah.
I'm having the time of my life right now.
Hopefully the drain's clean in the bathroom, though. Well, who's to blame for dogs that go off leash at local parks as they end up causing trouble for some children while they bark? Is it all the owners of the pets who let them roam for free, or the parents losing sight of kids while they escape and flee? Well, if taking bets at Dave and Buster's, I'd lean towards a tie while the fingers for the blame keep getting pointed as they cry. But I wouldn't blame you finding romance interests while outdoors. It's a better route than hitting on some workers at the coffee store. You can try, but the risk is high. Make sure you have G's approval for that one. You gotta have the Riz.
All right. Ursula, you gonna get some rest today?
I am. We're gonna go out for dinner tonight.
I know.
But you go out
every night.
My son and his girlfriend are with us right now, and she's going back to Montreal on Friday, and so we're going to go out.
Who's paying?
Of course we are.
Of course.
Yes.
You going to have your son pay? When your son going to have to pay?
You know what? He is saving up for a place to live, and you know it's very expensive around here. So.
What kind of food y'all going to have?
I'm not sure yet. Okay. We told him your choice.
Oh, nice. All right. Thank
Chainless
you.
It is.
Thanks, Chef. Thank you, Nick.
Appreciate you.
The Jack and Spike Show coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that. We appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you had as much fun as we have. So long, everybody. I don't blame it on the sunshine. I don't blame it on the moonlight. I don't on the good times.